Tzadok HaKayan of Lublin, in Takanas HaShavim, says that Hashem, in His mercy and His chesed, is mispayas b'tachnunim, can reconcile ourselves with Hashem with His supplications. For Hashem to forgive us even from the most serious of avirus, even without Yom Kippur, and even without challenges and suffering. And it's not just though that Hashem lets it go. Rather, what are we meant to do in order to restore the relationship we have with Hashem? It's through tshuva and tefillah. In fact, we have the tefillah of Rav Hamnuna Zutti. We say this in Yom Kippur. And that which I have sinned, please wipe away with your abundant mercy. Not through suffering and illness. Because there are certain avirus which really we should have to undergo the purification process of suffering in this world. However, one of the ways of avoiding the need for that is the bracha of Slachlanu. That in Slachlanu, we ask Hashem for forgiveness. One of our kavanah should be, Hashem, forgive us. Forgive me without me needing to go through any kind of painful, difficult process of purification. Just Hashem, allow me to do tshuva. That's Hashiveinu. And then please forgive me, Hashem. Without the need to go through any other steps. So Slachlanu is really the bracha for forgiveness. It comes up right hot on the heels of this bracha of tshuva. And the truth is, if you go a little bit further, the Tiferes Shleima, based on a cantivort, a well-known idea, Vayayim Hashem Sarachti Chidvarecha. And so he says, Hashem, I forgive you according to your words. Says the Tiferes Shleima. To what extent is it Sarachti? To what extent will Hashem forgive us? Kidvarecha, according to the sincerity, the meaning, the feeling, the fervor, the passion of our words. To the extent that we can really beg Hashem, to the extent that we're honest, that we're sincere and we're genuine in our request for Hashem to forgive us, Sarachti. To the extent that we just go through the motions and it's lip service and yeah, whatever. Zalachti chidvarecha, then Hashem's relates to us also in such a way. Baratanya, Zalachti chidvarecha, forgive you according to your words, kafi sha'ata mavakish. The way that we ask for it is what we'll get. Get what we ask for. That means we really, really need to invest in this bracha to understand that everything really depends on it. Faith in the physical world and the spiritual world. Whether we'll have to go through a challenging purification process. Whether it will be smooth. Or whether Hashem will be there, so to speak, with open arms, welcoming us back. Ultimately, it depends on us being sincere in our request for slicha, for forgiveness.